With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Montana revenues have fallen far enough below projections to trigger a worst-case scenario of $97 million in spending cuts across state government starting as soon as next month. State Budget Director Dan Villa provided details today of the revenue shortfall for the financial year that ended June 30th. A law signed by Governor Steve Bullock earlier this year establishes four tiers of spending cuts, depending on the amount of money the state took in compared to the revenue forecast. The final numbers show the shortfall was large enough to trigger all four levels of cuts. Schools and health programs will get the brunt of the cuts. The Office of Public Instruction is losing at least $6.6 million over 2 years. The Department of Public Health and Human Services will have to cut at least $14 million. The Lolo Peak Fire in the Selway Bitterroot Wilderness is now estimated at 1,090 acres and 0% containment. There will be a public meeting tonight at 7 p.m. at the Stevensville High School. The meeting will also be available live on Facebook. Plans to build Montana's largest solar farm are in jeopardy after state regulators set contract terms the developer says is unworkable. The Montana Public Service Commission finalized contract terms on Friday at $20 a megawatt hour for 10 years. Developer Mark Klein says the project can't move ahead with either the low rate or the short contract length. The 80-megawatt solar farm would generate enough electricity to power about 14,000 homes. Developers have signed a lease to build it on state trust land outside Billings. The project qualifies for an energy contract with Northwestern Energy under a federal law to promote alternative energy resources. The Garfield County Sheriff is lifting the evacuations for property owners in the Lodgepole Complex fire area. That's thanks to more favorable weather conditions that have allowed firefighters from 34 states to make some progress in trying to contain the massive 390-square-mile fire. Ann Miller is a spokesperson for the fire management team.
Today's progressed nicely. I feel like we're making progress on containment. We are still waiting for some more numbers to come in. But as far as I know, and from talking directly to my husband, who's an engine boss, we haven't had any major runs on the fire.
Fire managers say they have stopped most of the fire's growth and have gained 20% containment. Miller says a lot of Garfield County residents are extremely jumpy right now because a lightning storm passed over the area last night.
And while it was on the north side of the lake, there's concern that that would start fires in other areas that would draw eventually into the Lodgepole Complex.
Yesterday, Montana's Democratic Senator John Tester took to the Senate floor to call on Federal Management Agency and Congress to help out first responders across Montana who are fighting wildfires.
Protecting our communities from disaster and coming to help our fellow Americans in their time of need is a fundamental pillar of government.
On Monday, FEMA's regional administrator denied a request for emergency funding from Montana Governor Steve Bullock. There are more than two dozen wildfires burning in the state right now.
As Montana burns, Congress cannot afford to wait. We need to act and allow catastrophic wildfires to be treated like what they are. They're natural disasters. It's the least we can do for the rancher in Jordan who lost his cattle, or the rancher in Sand Springs who no longer has a fence around his pasture, or any Montanan who is forced to leave their home that they've known because a fire may be descending upon it.
Tester today called FEMA Administrator Brock Lawn to request additional resources for the state. A judge has limited the number of voter signatures that Montana officials can require for independent and third-party candidates to qualify to run in special elections. U.S. District Judge Brian Morris's ruling yesterday ends a lawsuit filed by three men who wanted to run in the May 25th special election for Montana's U.S. House seat. The Secretary of State's office refused to place their names on the ballot because they hadn't collected the more than 14,000 signatures required. For future special elections, state officials can't require more voter signatures than 80 times the total number of days the candidates have to collect them. A recruiting company official says 98 people have applied to be the next president of the University of Montana. The school hopes to select a new president by October. Former Commissioner of Higher Education Sheila Stearns has been UM's acting president since Royce Enstrom resigned the post in December. The next president will have to deal with declining enrollment and budget cuts that have led to staff and faculty buyout offers. The school is still shaking off a 2012 federal investigation into accusations that school and city officials mishandled reports of sexual assaults. They have since changed their policies and procedures under settlement agreements signed with the Department of Justice. I'm Rachel Kramer, Montana Public Radio.